Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tega Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavya Shah. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Tega Industries. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Mehul Mohanka, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Shahid Imam, Director, Global Project Manager and Head of Sales, and Mr. Sharad Kumar Khaitan, CFO. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that the conference call may contain some forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as of date. A detailed statement has also been given on the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the results. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mehul Mohanka. Over to you, sir.
Good evening and a warm welcome to all the participants on the call. I'm joined this evening by Mr. Imam, who's our Director of Global Product Management Group, and Mr. Sharad Khaitan, who's our CFO. We are delighted to note that the recent acquisition of McNally Sayaji has not only enriched Tega but also opened up new avenues for us. The integration of McNally's capabilities has bolstered our global market reach and positioned us to manage larger projects with increased capacity. As our expansion project in Chile is progressing smoothly, we have now completed the land acquisition phase and are eagerly awaiting the necessary regulatory approvals to commence construction. We will ensure you are kept well informed on the project's development through timely updates as they become available. Our mill lining business has grown substantially on a year-on-year basis by almost 34%, highlighting our commitment to diversify our product portfolio and the ability to consistently deliver value. We are pleased to announce a significant milestone for Tega Industries Limited as our wholly owned subsidiary has recently executed a supply and maintenance agreement with the largest copper mine in Europe. Under this agreement, our subsidiary will be responsible for supplying, installing, and managing both mill and non-mill products for the mineral processing plant of the mine. The duration of this engagement spans a total of 5 years extendable by another year, with effect from January 1st, 2024. The agreement is linked to production and the minimum amount the customer is expected to spend during the six-year term of the agreement is approximately 685.2 crores. This contract establishes an incredible amount of faith and commitment the customer has in Tega's ability to supply innovative engineering solutions and services to its operations. We in Tega continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies and data-driven solutions. These endeavors are aimed at optimizing our operations, enhancing efficiency, and ultimately offering greater value to our esteemed customers. Our unrelenting pursuit of technological advancements has yielded game-changing products that resonate strongly with our customers and further solidifying our position as an industry leader. In keeping with our commitment to responsible business practices, we published our inaugural Business Responsibility and Sustainability Report this year. Tega has always recognized the significance of environment, social, and governance stewardship. This commitment extends beyond our Indian operations to our global endeavors as we work diligently towards achieving a net-zero carbon footprint. Our purpose is intrinsically tied to caring for the planet and its inhabitants, and this ethos guides our every decision. In conclusion, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to all our investors for their unwavering faith in our company. Thank you all, and now I would like to hand over to Mr. Sharad Khaitan to take you through the financial performance of the company for the period under review.
Thank you, Mehul, and a good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the call, and it's always a pleasure to interact with all of you. At a group level, when we compare with the same period last year, that is June 2023 quarter versus June 2022 quarter, the top line has grown by 10%, that is from 2,444 million to 2,681 million. Our order book has been robust, and from 31st March, when we had an order book of 4,800 million, we have now an order book of about 5,200 million at a group level, which demonstrates an increase of 400 million, that is 8% increase in our order book. The EBITDA for the current quarter is 393 million INR. We can now keep the floor open for any specific questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you can share the more, the color on the order that we have received today, which is of 685 crore. So just wanted to know how much is the, order contributing of the mainliner, how much is the non-mainliner, and how this execution will take place. Will it be more front-ended or back-ended, or it will be evenly distributed throughout the year?
So at this point, we're unable to share the product mix towards this agreement, but it's going to be executed on a monthly basis. So the revenue is going to accrue on a monthly basis over a 6-year period. Starting 1st of January 2024.
Okay, so particularly for the FY25, next year, sir, because of this order book, how much growth we are expecting? At least for next year, sir?
So the impact of this order will be close to 8 to 10% on whatever revenue growth is. Okay.
So this order is more backed by the McNally related product, or it also has the standalone business which is able to take this order, sir?
It's on the standalone business.
Okay. And sir, in this quarter particularly, we have seen a very sharp decline in our operating margin, although it is led by the other expenses as well as the higher employee cost. So will this be the run rate going ahead, and what is the reason for the higher maybe operating cost particularly?
This quarter, we had certain lower sales account logistics and shipment issues, which created the uncertainties and non-availability of shipping containers in the month of June. Apart from that, we had a one-time professional expenses, legal and professional expenses of about 40 million account the McNally acquisition and integration into the mainstream. Otherwise, these two items together have impacted our profitability in the current quarter by about 240 million.
But this is a one-off situation. We don't see this impacting the rest of the quarters.
Okay,
at the gross margin level, you will see that there is improvement.
Exactly, sir. So going ahead, what is the sustainable state of EBITDA margin we are looking at for the next three quarters?
So as we have mentioned earlier, we will continue to maintain the fact that we will be achieving an EBITDA of about 20 to 22%. That remains in place.
This is including the merger that we have done of the McNally Bharat, right?
No, this is on the consumables business.
And on the McNally Bharat side, sir?
McNally will be at about between 12 to 13%.
Okay. And so this quarter we have seen the revenue growth of 10%, but our mainliner growth is almost 34% YOY, if I'm not wrong.
That's on the non-mill business, was 34%.
And so on the mill part?
So on the mill, there's been a small degrowth because of the, as Sharad mentioned, that because of the congestion in the port, the business was, revenue was impacted for that quarter of Q1. So there is a small degrowth in the mill business on account of that.
So if you can share the number, how much revenue has been impacted because of this issue?
We have an impact of 200 million in the current quarter on account of these issues.
Okay. And sir, the TV capex which is there, so are we confident to commence by Q1 FY25?
Can you repeat the question, please?
The capex which we are doing in Chile, are we confident of commencing by Q1 FY20 by the guidance which was there earlier?
Well, it will depend on how quickly we can get the regulatory approvals. As of today, we are holding the fact that we would be able to complete it on time, but it may shift by a quarter or two depending on how quickly we can get the approvals. We're expecting this approval to come by Q3 of this year. And if that happens, then we'll be online. But if that slips by a quarter or two, that will have the overall impact on the commencement of the project as well.
Okay. And so what is the overall capacity utilization across the plant?
It's about 65% utilization.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, so my question was really around the McNally synergy, and I wanted to understand how will we realize this synergy.
McNally synergy is like a backward integration for us because they are in the equipment space and we provide space which are getting installed in those equipments as well. So this opens up a new market domain for Tega as well, as we are not into the equipment space and the size of the market in the equipment space is pretty big as compared to the spare business. So McNally will open up that market from the equipment side, and from a Tega perspective, this will also add value because we'll have more installed equipment bases of our own group companies, which will add advantage to us. We have started working towards the integration of the entities and creating value from the synergies, which will have a positive impact in the future. But as you know, any of these integrations and synergies take some time. So we are working towards the same, and we expect those synergies to have fruitful results in a very short span of time.
Okay, thank you, sir. My second question was more towards the future outlook. So what are the growth levers we have in place to ensure we grow our business over the next, let's say, 3 to 4 years' time?
So our guidance from the last couple of years has been that we are looking to grow the business at 15% CAGR, okay, and for the Tega business to maintain the EBITDA at 22%. That's what our plan is.
Yes, sir. So those are the quantitative aspects. If you could just throw some light more on the qualitative part of your operations. So how do you intend to, you know, grow that number?
Qualitative, in what manner you want to talk?
So basically any growth levers, your inherent advantages that you will have.
If you look at both copper and gold in the last, from the last 1 year have been growing considerably. Okay. The production is increasing, the market size is increasing, and because of the old degradation, the wear and tear of the products are going higher. So both this aspect, and copper production is based on the EV, electrical vehicle introduction throughout the globe. So copper production is going to be high, our consumption will be higher, and growth is based on that. Second, our DynaPrime and other product lines are entering into the segment of steel liners, and the growth is coming from there. And this is something we have given in the last couple of calls also, because this is where our focus is.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinay Mehra, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question. Can you please elaborate further on the copper mine order book announced earlier today?
So this is one of the biggest copper mine which is there in Europe. Okay.
Okay.
And the contract which we have signed today is for 6 years, 5 years plus 1 year automatic renewal. Okay. And the expected revenue in this at the minimum level, because it's a production based contract. So the, what we have given is the minimum value of 685 crores that will be there. Okay. And we will be managing all the wear assets of that in the mines, including the service part of it.
Okay. Okay. And I had one more question, and probably you might have answered it and I might have missed it, but I just wanted to know what the progress on the expansion plan in Chile, and when it will be, getting over. I mean, will it be fruitful by Q1 FY24?
Like we told earlier, our Chile expansion project is progressing well. We have done the land acquisition and we are waiting for certain statutory approvals to come in construction, etc., which we expect to come in Q3 of this year.
Q3 of this year. Okay, cool. That's all from my side, sir. Thanks and best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronak from Kharagpur Investment Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I would like to know, like, we have too much exposure outside of India. So, like, current situation is like a bit savory, like recession kind of environment. So how do you think it will be, like, how would it affect the revenues of the company, and how you see, like, we are a lot diversified, but still we are more than like 80% of revenues are outside of India. So how do you see the environment currently? Hello?
We seem to have lost the line for the management. Please stay connected while we reconnect the line for the management. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding your lines. We have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so my question was like, we have enough exposure outside of India, and the current economic scenario is not kind of good in the European countries and in America too. So how do you see the situation of the country going forward?
You have to repeat the question, please. We are not getting you very clear.
It's like we have enough exposure outside of India in the current economic scenario outside, like in Europe and USA, is not much good, like recessionary kind of environment. So I just want to know, like, what are the company's future forecasts and like how big goal these kind of things.
So just to, I mean, before that, the similar question we had answered. If you look at the base on which a business is built, we are looking at two major commodities, copper and gold. And in spite of whatever the economic this thing that is happening, copper has been growing close to around between 3.5 to 4%, and gold also is above by 1.5%. So as far as production is concerned, both the copper and gold, irrespective of territory, is still going on. And I don't think any impact on the global economic situation is going to have on these two commodities because of two reasons. Number one, the electrical vehicle introduction globally is going on at a very large pace. And each vehicle, you know, require a large amount of copper. And so copper is on a very strong note also. So both copper and gold we continue to think will grow, and the impact on the environment, except, you know, Russia and Ukraine, where our exposure anyway is very small. The rest of the territories are doing well as far as production and billing has been concerned.
So, that's all. Thanks for answering. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyesh Bavaria from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So my first question is to, would it be possible for you to break up the growth between volume and value for Q1?
Just one second.
So on an overall basis, if you look at our business, if you remove the equipment business, there has been a degrowth. So the volume degrowth is close to 10%. Yes, there has been a price increase which we have been carrying since quarter three of last financial year, which is close to 1.5%. And there's a bit of a forex because of the dollar appreciation against INR. So that's close to around 2%. But that's ex equipment business.
Okay, so could you tell us the reason for the volume degrowth in the and especially equipment business?
So
like we have mentioned you earlier also, that there has been lower sales account, the logistics and shipment issues which were there because of non-availability of shipping containers due to port congestion in the month of June. So it's just a timing difference which we are noticing in the current quarter. The order book remains healthy for us, and the impact of this issue of port congestion itself has impacted the current quarter by about 200 million INR.
Understood. So, can you also just break up the revenue between Dynaprime and non-Dynaprime if possible?
No. I'm sorry, this is a strategic decision and we don't share this data actually.
Okay. And how has been the penetration of a Dynaprime across the region and different geography?
So, again, what we have said, and I think this has been the reason that we are not disclosing this number. We have been finding that there has been quite a lot of strategic changes in the competition because of the way we were representing numbers. But the total growth of the company, and you can see the healthy growth of the order booking, notwithstanding the impact of congestion on the quarter one result, the growth are dependent upon this Dynaprime product and also for the non-mill product that we are increasing based on in penetration and wallet share increase in customer globally. So this is both are going on simultaneously, and the impact on this growth is seen in the order booking. And hopefully, when we are looking at it, the long-term growth of 15% that we have said will continue to happen at 15% CAGR.
Okay. So the growth of 15% is including Magnelli CAGR, right?
No, we are not. We are talking about only Tega. McNally guidance will be also close to around 15% as of now.
Okay. And with the 10 to 12% EBITDA margin in McNally, right?
Yeah. So McNally equipment business will always have a lower EBITDA because, compared to the consumables. So while our Tega will continue to between 20 to 22, McNally will oscillate between that 10 to 12.
Okay, understand. So what is the total capacity as of now?
Total?
Total capacity. For the capacity, right?
Yeah.
We do not have capacity in terms of tonnage because of our value proposition in the product. but the levels of revenue which we can grow from here for the at least with the planned capex in Chile and some bit of a debottlenecking in some other part of the world, we can cater the 15% growth which we are projecting for at least next 3 to 4 years minimum.
So how much capex we have incurred in Q1?
So Q1 we have not done any significant capex because the land acquisition was already done in the last financial year. So
right.
No major capex as such in the current quarter. The moment we get these regulatory clearances, we'll see the lot of capex being spent in the coming quarters.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashish from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the volume growth outlook for this year. If you said that first quarter was weak because of the port congestion challenges and unavailability of containers. Now, how is Q2 looking, sir, and how does FY24 look like?
So 24 will continue. I mean, as we said, you know, the order booking is healthy. Okay. And our pipeline is also healthy. So we are looking at a growth of 15% in FY24.
So that's the value growth we are talking about, or that's...
We are talking about volume growth.
Volume growth. Right, sir. Sir, also, typically, you know, so because of the unavailability of containers, would that have impacted your inventory levels, as in would your inventory levels would have gone up, or we would have probably scaled down the production?
My inventory levels have gone up to that extent.
Okay. Sure, sir. Right, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Sanwal from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to confirm the receivable position that we had in the last year ending. It has actually increased from if we compare year-on-year basis. So have we experienced any decrease in quarter one for say the negative receivable position?
You're not very clear. Can you please repeat your question? There's a background noise on your end.
Am I audible right now?
No, we can hear you, but there's a background noise at the same time, so we are missing you out.
Okay. So I wanted to confirm the if there are any decrease in receivable position for the company in quarter one.
So at the back of the strong fourth quarter, our working capital has improved because the quarter four was the strongest historically, and quarter one is in a way a softest quarter for us historically. So our working capital days has improved, and it is mostly because of the receivables, because the inventory levels has gone up. As Sharad mentioned, because of the port congestions and other thing, our inventory is stocked up. So the entire improvement in the working capital is mostly at the back of receivables improvement.
So could you give a number, like what is the receivables at the moment, quarter one?
It will be close to around 95 days, which was around 115 days in March.
Okay, that helps. And the second question is, what is the execution timeline for the order book that we have right now, 500 crore?
So this 500 crore has two components. One is the consumable business, which generally we have an order book of close to 4 to 5 months, but in case of an equipment business, the order book, whatever you carry, it is executable in the next 8 to 9 months. So both business have their own timelines in terms of the turnaround time to deliver. So if you look at the overall 500 crores on a weighted average basis, it will take care of our six to six and a half months revenue at a group level.
Would it be possible to bifurcate the order book between consumable and equipment?
We will look at our business as a whole and
right. Make
the same application industry. We would prefer to look at it at a consolidated level only.
Sure, no problem. Could you provide the sales bifurcation between mill liners and non-mill liners?
Sorry?
mill liners and non-mill liners, the sales bifurcation for the quarter?
See, if you look at an overall basis, we always say that the mill liners constitutes around 70% of our overall business. And with the equipment business now going up, this portion will shrink because of the higher base. So, and we always have to look it from a year-on-year basis. The quarters can be a little erratic because of the some issues coming up here and there. But we always should look at it on a year-on-year basis, not on a quarterly basis.
Okay, so on a long-term basis, what would we expect the proportion of mill liner to go if we consider all the three businesses, mill liners, non-mill liners, and equipment?
See, at a 15% growth rate, 70% mill liner business might reduce to around 65-66 in years to come because McNally has a lower base and it will take some time to catch up. But it will not fall down below 65% because that's the main business of the entire group.
Okay, great. One last question, if I may. So apart from copper and gold, where are we expecting any good growth for the consumer business? Because that copper and gold, as I understand, is a major driver of our mill liners consumer business. So any other metal that we are expecting to which is showing a good traction?
Copper and gold will continue to remain high because these are the metals which need the highest amount of beneficiation.
Right.
So you cannot replace a copper or a gold with any other commodity because those does not need that much of a mineral beneficiation. And even the grade in these metals are very low. We do have iron ore, platinum, uranium, zinc, but they are not substantial enough to replace gold or a copper and become that dominant in our whole scheme of things.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for the opportunity and all the very best for the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Rishabh Doshi from Nimiti Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was, is there been some significant change in the competitive scenario in Q1? And also, in India, AIA has are really doing great in the mill lining business, and they are seeing around the 40% volume growth they are expecting in this financial year. So in terms of competition, are we losing out to them somewhere? And is it easier for them to sell their mill liners along with their grinding media, or are these two products very different? And my second question was, can you just share the export benefits which we received for this year, for this quarter?
Export benefits. What's your second question?
Do you receive any export benefits?
We do have export benefit in terms of the ROTEP scheme of the government, and we do also get some financial benefit in terms of some interest remission schemes given by the government to exporters of a particular class of products. To answer your first question, we have always mentioned that we do not consider AIA to be our competitor in any space because we are into DynaPrime or other mill liners. They are into steel liner, and we are disrupting that space. What they claim, how easy or difficult for them is to get a better margin, we should not comment. But we keep our guidance of a 15 to 18% growth on a year-on-year basis with an EBITDA of around 20% for our consumable business. And we hold firm on that comment on an annualized basis. Yes, quarter-on-quarter, there will be some movement, but on an annualized basis, we hold our guidances.
And could you share the export benefits in this quarter?
Sorry?
The export benefit number, I guess it forms part of your other income.
So the export benefits are all part of operating revenue, which we get from the government in terms of the ROTEP scheme. The interest benefit which the government extends to us is netted off with the finance.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Motwani from Bank of India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand what sort of logistic issues that we have faced during this quarter when other companies are talking about things are getting normalized and their costs have come down, you know, on year-on-year basis. So if you can just elaborate a little more on what went wrong with us in terms of container shortage or logistics issues that we have faced.
There was a port congestion issues in the month of June because of cyclone and other issues. It was a temporary phenomenon, but the issue which comes up till we don't have those sales done, we cannot recognize the revenue in the books of accounts. So it's a temporary phenomenon. We have overcome like everybody has overcome. Because of the cyclone and port congestion issues, we had these container issues which was there. So it's just a temporary blip actually.
Understood. Okay. And my second question is, what kind of margins that we are expecting on a consolidated basis for FY24? Any guidance on that?
So for consumable business, we've already mentioned that our gross margins will be in the level of 57% to 60%. And for the equipment business, we have always said that we need at least one or two more quarters to very firmly assess the potential of the business and then maybe give a better guidance to the market that where the gross margins of that business would look like. But there already have been an improvement with these synergies with Tega. It is visible, but we'll still refrain from making any numbers right now. It will be better for us to comment maybe in a quarter or two to you on this.
Understood. Okay. Thanks. And the last question is, all the cost of acquisition have been integrated, right? I mean, there will be no runoffs going forward in coming quarters.
No, there are no further expenses on this count.
Okay, thanks. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you to all the participants for attending this call and asking us the questions, which will allow us to introspect further and help you clarify your doubts around our business. And we are happy to handle this query in the upcoming earnings call for the coming quarters. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Have
much.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. On behalf of Tega Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.